So what do you have planned for the rest of today, tomorrow, the next day, next week? Are you looking forward to it or not? Well, here's something that you can truly look forward to. Jesus is coming back soon. Really soon. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and thanks so much for joining me as we take a look today at hope from a different perspective. Okay, tomorrow starts off like any other day. The alarm clock goes off, you roll out of bed, into the bathroom, breakfast, off to work. You look out the window, but hang on, the sun's not there. What's the time? What's going on? Here's the picture that Jesus himself paints of his return. Matthew chapter 24, verses 29 to 31. Immediately after the suffering of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven will be shaken. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send out his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Wow. So is that good news to you or bad news? Is that something you're looking forward to or not? And what about this, going on in that same chapter, Matthew 24, verses 36 to 44? But about that day and the hour, no one knows, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. For as the days of Noah were, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying, giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and they knew nothing until the flood came and swept them all away. So too will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two will be in the field. One will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding meal together. One will be taken and one will be left. Keep awake, therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour. Are you looking forward to that with a sense of anticipation or not? Because it could happen any time. When? Well, we don't know. We're not meant to know. It could be today. It could be tomorrow. It could be next Thursday. Or it could be in another few thousand years' time. But are you looking forward to Jesus' return? I have to tell you something. I am. I love laboring in his field to play my small part in bringing in the harvest. I love doing what he calls me to do. Sure, some days it's hard. Some days you groan, right? But by and large, it's a joy for me to be doing what I'm doing. But the more I read and think and pray about what it'll be like to be with the Lord for all eternity, the more I yearn to be there with him, despite how much I'm enjoying this life. Does that make sense? And let me tell you, God has a lot to say in his word about the return of Jesus. Here are some interesting facts. One verse in 30 in the New Testament relates to the return of Christ. One in 30. For every prophecy in the Old Testament about Jesus' first coming, there are eight in the New Testament about his second coming. In fact, there are 316 references in the New Testament to the second coming. So as much as we get lost in the present, God truly wants us to focus on what is to come. Because when we actually know what's coming, when the wonder of spending eternity with Jesus fills your heart, can I tell you, this world, this life, and all its riches and all its tribulations look completely different. Have you ever been exhausted at work? It's been a long year, and you could really use a break. Your nerves are frayed, you're snapping at people at work, just the smallest thing sets you off, and you get home, and you're grumpy at home with your family too. It's because the pressure of it all is getting to you. But then you remember, hang on a minute, I've got a holiday break coming up. And all of a sudden, all your anxiety melts away because it completely changes how you face today and the next day because you know something good is coming. Well, as much as this works on the micro scale, knowing your destiny in Christ for all eternity, can I tell you this, completely changes the way you look at your life from a big picture perspective as well. Just listen to these words that Jesus spoke while hanging on that cross to a criminal who was also hanging on his cross beside the Lord. The man said to him, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus said to him, this is Luke chapter 23, verses 42 to 43. Jesus said to him, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." Just think, in the middle of that extreme suffering, that man hanging there on a cross next to Jesus, and the Lord, the miracle-working Jesus, the same one who'd healed lepers and blind men and demoniacs and who'd walked on water and stilled the storm, that Jesus says to this suffering criminal, who, by the way, deserved every bit of his punishment, that Jesus says to him, "Truly, today you will be with me in paradise." Do you think those words pierced his heart with love and hope amidst his suffering? You bet they did, because Jesus spoke those words into the little that remained of his life here on this earth. And when Jesus was telling his disciples, fearful and suffering as they were before the crucifixion, about heaven, he said this to them, John chapter 14, verses 1 to 3. He said, "Look, don't let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and I will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you also may be." Friend, those words are for you as much as they were for the disciples back then. And remembering, right at that point, those disciples were suffering. They were afraid for their lives. And yet Jesus said to them, "In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. If it wasn't so, do you think I'd have told you that I'm going to prepare one for you?" As you take up your cross and follow Jesus every day, he is already preparing a room just for you. Let that sink in. Look at all the things causing you pressure and uncertainty and anxiety and grief right at this moment. As you live through those, not only is Jesus in this with you every step of the way, not only does he have the rest of your life prepared and ready to go for you according to his good and perfect plan, not only does he want to hold you close through the trials and celebrate with you during the triumphs as any good dad would, he's already prepared a room for you in his Father's house for you to spend the rest of eternity with him. Does anyone want to shout hallelujah here? Does the knowledge of this wonderful eternity fill your heart with joy? Does it make you want to hurry up to be there with him? Because that's the power of the certain hope that you have if you put your trust in Jesus, the one who died to pay for your sins and who rose again to give you a new and eternal life in his presence. Listen again, John 5, 24. "Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears my words and believes in him who has sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life. Death will have no power over you. All it'll mean is shedding this earthly body and exchanging it for your resurrection body, a body that will never cry, never feel pain, never face trial or tribulation again, a body and a soul and a spirit that will spend eternity in Jesus' presence, worshipping him, rejoicing in him forever and ever. Amen." That, my friend, is meant to make a huge difference to you, because that's the certain hope that you have in Jesus. The Word of God is alive and active, amen, with the power to transform your life, to help you be all that God made you to be. And that's what the Fresh Daily Devotional is all about. It's completely free, and I'd love to send it to you. Each day, you'll receive a life-changing scripture together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement from me, delivered right to your inbox, where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. Remember, God's Word is the power to change, and it's fresh for you each day. You can subscribe to receive your free daily devotional at freshdevotional.org. And as a bonus, we'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? My prayer is that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through the power of his word. Again, that web address is freshdevotional.org. Hey, God bless you. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.